So unlike the impression most people have that we take the money and just give them what we want. No. When the monies come to the last kobo they get into their retirement savings account, we present our invoice, our fees are approved before we now deduct the fees at the end of the month.
Hello once again. You're welcome to another edition of Your Pension, Your Money, Your Future, where we discuss all things your money and all things pensions. Today, I have an interesting individual with me. His name is Uma Merami. He's the Managing Director, Chief Executive of Premium Pension. Welcome to Edition, Uma.
Good morning, Oguchi. Nice to have you. And good morning to our viewers.
Big question. Who needs a pension plan today? Only government workers? Or people that work in the corporate sector? Nah. Tolu the event planner. Chioma the Instagram we can deliver anywhere in Nigeria. Salisu, the we are not just roadside mechanics. And indeed, all those who work for businesses with less than 3 people can now join the micro pension plan to conveniently save for the kind of future they want. Visit a pension fund administrator of your choice or their agent today to sign up for a micro pension plan and also enjoy additional benefits. This message is brought to you by the National Pension Commission, PENCOM, and the Pension Fund Operators Association of Nigeria, PENOP.
So we're going to be talking today about benefits administration in general. But before we get there, let me ask you to tell me something personal and interesting about yourself.
Well, my life is around pensions, but obviously because I do have a family, I like spending time with my family. And we thank God, we're at that stage in our lives where a number of our weekends today are occupied because our children have come to age and are getting married. So I'm always making one trip or the other for a wedding ceremony these days. But I spend time watching television, particularly quiz show programs, football, listening to the news, and that's it.
So you're a homebody.
Yeah.
You can get close to retirement.
Yeah, and therefore I have to start getting used to home.
Okay, so you are probably one of the best people to talk about benefits.
Yes.
I want to talk about benefits because, you know, many people have the sense that when they are contributing to their pension, it's easy. But when they want to get money out, it's difficult. They claim the PFA is making it difficult for them. What do you have to say about that?
I think it's a misconception. First of all, let me start by saying that. The journey to withdraw from your retirement savings account starts from the very day you register with the PFA. You have to provide accurate information. You need to provide documentation and so on and so forth. And regularly from time to time, update that documentation. We advise our contributors to say within a maximum of 2 years, look at the information that they have provided to us and make and update if there are any changes. If they have changed their employers, if they have moved from one location to the other, if they want to make changes to their next of kin and so on and so forth. That's on one part. On the other part is that on the website of the National Pension Commission, and on the website of every PFA, you have a list of documentation requirements that spell out the documents that you will need to provide where you need to have the different types of exits. People want to do those documentations after withdrawing the money. You understand? So it doesn't work like that. We need to prepare. The journey to retirement doesn't stand and end in a year. For particularly the public civil servants, it's either 35 years of service or it's a retirement at the age of 60. Some are even getting to 70. So why don't you start that journey when you are already probably just about 10 years into your work life, or when you're just at the age of 30, 40, and make a habit of regularly updating it, such that you have a smooth transition to retirement.
So the advice you are giving contributors is that they should update their documents ever so often.
They should
engage with their PFA throughout their life, not just when they retire.
Yes.
So that's when they do want to get benefits, is seamless.
Yes, and the industry is trying to make those things very, very possible. We have a program called the Data Recapture Exercise. It has been ongoing for a couple of years now. But what you find is that when we get to organizations and try to get their employees to do the data recapture, very few people turn up to do the data recapture. For the few people who turn up, you find that they don't even have those documentations that are necessary. Things like employment letter, you know, some national identification number and so on and so forth. So it's really like everything in life, you need to prepare for it.
Yeah, so to be clear, the reason why the PFAs are trying to update is so that they don't pay somebody they're not meant to pay, right? It's for the benefit of the...
It's to ensure that we understand the unique identity of every contributor. It's particularly in the northern part of Nigeria. Names like Abubakar Muhammad are very common. And you will have them in the variants of also Muhammad Abubakar.
Yeah.
If I ask you to go out on the streets of Abuja today and probably be able to find the Abubakar Muhammad, you may come back to me with about 1,000 people. Now, how do we ensure that it is the unique Abubakar Muhammad that we're dealing with? In other words, what they say, the bona fide owner of that particular account. And that's the essence of the data recapture. It's also to help us harmonize our data with that of the national data bank under the national the Nigerian Identity Management Commission,
yeah,
and also with our own regulators, such that things are made seamless going forward. Yes.
Right. So the second question I want to ask is, when RSA holders or retirees, when they see a balance on their statements, is all of that balance owned by them?
All of that balance to the last kobo is owned by them. To the last kobo. And this gives me opportunity to explain how we operate.
Okay.
We start by approaching an employee of an organization, convincing him to open a retirement savings account. And therefore, we now generate what you call a personal identification number for that person. That number is unique, and that number you should have only one of that number throughout your life. Now, with that number, you are expected to pass on that number to your employer. The employer will make deductions from your own salary and also add the employer contribution to that. I make remittances on a monthly basis.
Yeah.
Now, just assume that someone woke up on the wrong side of the bed and mistakenly interchanged some of the numbers in your personal identification number and makes a remittance. We'll not be able to credit your account because we will not be able, with that unique identity, to find your name and match it. But if everything came on accurately, and we're able to credit your account, and we continue to do that until you get to retirement and you've had the right documentation, you will find out at every credit and on a daily basis, the balance changes. The balance changes. And we've had contributors who have tested that. We've had contributors who will come in the morning, ask for their statement, come back in the evening, ask for the same statement. They've realized that the balance is the same for that day, come back the following morning, ask for a statement, and they see a different balance. Why? Because we unitize the values on a daily basis, and what is accrued to them gets into the account on a daily basis. At the end of the month, we put together an invoice based on either earned income or the total asset value, and we send to our regulators the invoice for approval. Once the operators approve that invoice, we now get our fees from that fund. So unlike the impression most people have, that we take the money and just give them what we want. No. When the monies come to the last kobo, they get into their retirement savings account.
Yeah.
We present our invoice, our fees are approved before we now deduct the fees at the end of the month. So it's, I don't think, yes, everything in life can be improved upon, but I don't think you will have a more transparent system than this.
So essentially, viewers, you can understand that all the money that has been going into your pensions account, everything is accounted for, and any investment, any interest, any dividend is added to it and is part of your pension.
Yes. I would quickly add, Obuchi, that contributors have several ways that they can check the balances in their account. Most PFAs have online platforms.
Yeah.
They do get SMS alerts for every transaction that occurs on their account. Statements are provided either on a monthly or a quarterly basis. And beyond that, you can walk in and you get statements. We also have PFAs that have mobile apps, and those apps give you on-the-go balances. And quite a number of PFAs have also deployed bots today. And with just maybe a text message or a message on WhatsApp or Telegrams, social media platforms, even Facebook, you can check these balances and things like that. So it's a system that is transparent.
Okay.
It may not be encouraging for people to continue to do that on a daily basis, because these are monies that you can only access after having met certain conditions.
Okay.
It's unlike the banking space where you either walk into your bank or using a mobile app, you can make transfers and things like that. Certain conditions have to be met here before you can access this balance.
Okay, so let's go to those conditions.
Okay.
So when can people withdraw from the RSA? I see people who say that they see their balances are huge, they want to get money out. How and when can people withdraw from there?
Okay, so first of all, on retirement, that is if you retire after and you have attained the age of 50,
okay.
Then you can come and we compute certain, provide certain input into certain templates, and you can get your lump sum and you can put on a program withdrawal or you purchase an annuity. Now, secondly, if you lose your job and you're not yet 50, we have what you call the temporary access. You can access not more than 25% of the balance in your account. Thirdly, if you have some legacy payments in your account, legacy means those contributions that you have made before the contributory pension scheme, things like is it NSITF and things like that?
Yeah.
Those are the kind of remittances. You can actually withdraw those ones in total. You can also withdraw part of your voluntary contributions at your request once in 2 years.
Okay.
You know, and things like that. It's programmed in such a way that there are no abuses. We don't turn the retirement savings account into the ordinary savings accounts in the bank where people walk in every day and make withdrawals. People can also access their accounts, the baby of the industry, the equity contributions for residential mortgage.
Yeah.
And so far the industry, if I am not mistaken, has paid out about 8 billion naira. And this is just a very new scheme. We're going through some teething problems for people to understand the documentation requirements and things like that. But I think it's a commendable stride, such that we'll be able to have people using their RSA balances to pay as equity contributions for residential mortgage. It means that people will be more prepared and ready to embrace retirement.
Big question. Who needs a pension plan today? Only government workers? Or people that work in the corporate sector? Nah. Tolu the event planner. Chioma the Instagram we can deliver anywhere in Nigeria. Salisu, we are not just roadside mechanics. And indeed, all those who work for businesses with less than 3 people can now join the micro pension plan to conveniently save for the kind of future they want. Visit a pension fund administrator of your choice or their agent today to sign up for a micro pension plan and also enjoy additional benefits. This message is brought to you by the National Pension Commission, PENCOM, and the Pension Fund Operators Association of Nigeria, PENOP.
You mentioned something about when people lose their job.
Yes.
Can you take me through that a bit more about when people lose their job? What was the process for getting that 25%?
Okay, so when you lose your job and unfortunately, or you even decide on your own to really leave the job because you need a break and you don't have another job for a minimum period of, say, 4 months, you can come with the documentations to show that you're currently not employed, which means that your former employer would have accepted either your resignation or your former employer was the one who initiated the exit. You bring that documentation and we go through your retirement savings account and also confirm that no contributions has come in for a period of 4 months.
Yeah.
We do those computations, we process, send to the National Pension Commission, obtain approvals, and we disburse the monies for you. But you can do that only once in your lifetime. So if you get another job 3-4 years down the line and you still exit that job, you wouldn't come back. And these measures have been put in place so as to, like I said, prevent abuses and things like that. But nothing is final, nothing is finite.
Yes.
As the industry evolves, you may have some changes to some of these regulations.
Okay. I'm still staying on loss of jobs because it's an issue that we get most of the time.
Okay.
Can I decide not to collect the 25% if I lose my job? I won't leave it there. Is it a must that I must collect?
It's not a must.
It's not a must.
It's not a must. So you can leave it and probably wait until you attain the age of 50 or when you believe you now have to fall back on your retirement savings account, then you come forward.
So if I don't need the money, I don't have to?
You don't have to. Now, the difference between accessing 25% and being on a pension plan is actually that age boundary of 50 years.
Okay.
But you can also even retire at the age of 50 and not come forward to collect your retirement savings. Let's just say that you've been fortunate enough to have some other means of income. Probably like the country encourages us to all be farmers.
Yes.
You have a farm and you're doing well and things like that, and you want to still keep your retirement savings account, the balance in there for the rainy days when you will not be able to continue with that farming. So there's nothing compels you to come to access even the 25% temporary loss of job entitlement when you have lost your job.
No. Final question on 25%.
Yes.
Hypothetical situation. I have 10 million in my account.
Yes.
I'm entitled to 25 million. Can I come
to... You're entitled to 2.5 million.
Sorry, 2.5 million.
Okay.
Can I come to my PFA to say, you know what? I just need a million. Maybe any 10% or 20%. Can I determine the percentage below the 25%, or what I'm processing is has to be 25%? Do you have any questions like...
Now you are getting into some technical issues, but I would believe that provided you're not going to exceed the 25%, we can process anything below that. But you cannot come back to say that you require the differential. Yes.
So it's once in your life.
It is once in your lifetime. It's once in your lifetime.
Okay. Well, there's still only 25%. Let me give you a hypothetical situation. Let's say I have 10 million in my RSA account, and then I come to you to say, I just want to get 10%, a million. I don't want to collect 2.5%. Is that possible?
I don't think that is possible. It's either you make up your mind either you're going to take the 25% or you don't take anything. But Oguchi, just to play out what we actually see on a daily basis is that people come to demand for the entire amount of money in their RSAs, not saying anything less than what the regulation requires.
Okay.
That's what most people do. You would have in rare cases people will make such demands, but I think we take time to explain to them that they have to make up their minds to either collect the 25% or collect nothing.
Talking about demanding to collect money, the pension industry has paid out so much over the years since the Act was first signed in 2004.
Yes.
Do you have a sense of how much has been paid in retirement benefits over the years by the industry?
We commenced payout in 2007, if I remember correctly, and therefore 2007 to 2024 today, we've been paying out pensions and other benefits in the region for about 17 years. And I'm not on the regulatory body, but if my memory serves me right, I think we paid out something in the region of about 2.1, 2.2 trillion naira. Out of that, about 1 trillion naira was paid out in terms of lump sum, which in a way replaces what you may call a gratuity. Yes, a gratuity. And I mean, so an industry that has today 18 trillion naira has paid out about 2.2 trillion naira, I think, has done well. We've transferred to annuity something in the region of about 650 billion naira, and that's for people who say they would rather go with the insurance companies rather than to keep with our own products. Death benefits, we paid out something in the region of about 350 to 400 billion naira. And when we pay out death benefit, we pay out to the last kobo in the account. So when the beneficiaries come, if what is in the account is 1 kobo, we pay out 1 kobo. If what is in the account is 100 million naira, we pay the 100 million naira plus the investment gains up to the last kobo in the account to the beneficiaries.
I mean, these are huge amounts you are talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, in trillions, the industry has paid over the years.
Yes.
And my question is, why is this message not propagated about as far away? Why don't? Because what we hear about the industry is that PPFs are not paying, retirees are not getting the money. But here you are saying the industry has paid more than 2 trillion over the last
years. Yes. Well, I think of which it's about, you see, it's about those hierarchy of needs that we have. Let me take you back to the old scheme where people do not have retirement savings accounts. You and I would not have an idea of what has been saved for us. I wouldn't know what balance I would be claiming when upon retirement. My family, if I pass on, would not know how much they would. So they would have to rely on somebody providing that information. With this scheme, we've gone past that. Everybody has a retirement savings account. that retirement savings account, you can have the balance at, on the go at any day. Now, once you have that balance, you know, and things like that, then you are able to know that this is what has been saved to you. Now, so we've passed that stage. And the next stage is for people to see how they can get much, much more. It's not an, pardon me to say, it's not an African culture to save, particularly in Nigeria, for several reasons. First of all, capacity to save is challenged for most of the population. Secondly, as individuals, we think we can better manage the funds than other experts. So why wouldn't I save my, you know, and things like that.
Yeah.
So it's difficult to give that narrative of that 2.2 trillion naira.
Yeah.
That's one. And by the way, Oguchi, have you ever seen anybody who walks into your bank, collects money, comes out and shouts that I have 200,000 naira on me, 1 million naira on me? So when people collect their monies,
they keep quiet.
they keep quiet. When the beneficiaries of a deceased collect their money, all they are concerned is about how they share the inheritance. And nobody goes about saying that we've collected this money. Yes, but this information is actually on the website of the National Pension Commission. I would arguably the most transparent regulator in Nigeria. And you would find this information updated regularly on the website of PENCOM.
Interesting.
I would encourage our viewers, our listeners, to go onto that website and be updated with what is happening in the pension industry.
Great. You spoke about the previous scheme whereby people don't know how much has been saved for you.
Yes.
People have to meet someone, and that person, maybe you might have to bribe the person or something like that. So are you saying that with this 2+ trillion naira that was paid, the beneficiaries didn't have to bribe anyone, didn't have to know anyone, didn't have to call someone, call the presidency to get their benefits under the CPS?
If you go onto the website of all PFAs, the first thing you will find is a notice to say that you do not have to pay to access your retirement savings account. In fact, if we so happen to have some unscrupulous staff, we encourage people to blow the whistle, to report the actions of such staff who will demand for money in exchange or favors in exchange for the service they will render. No, they don't. I do not have the figures, but I would believe that probably the over 200,000 pensioners that are being paid on a monthly basis now do not need to make even a phone call before they get their regular monthly pension.
So there you hear it. You know, you're a pensioner, you don't need to know anyone, you don't need to call anyone. It's free, you don't have to pay for it.
You just need to have the right documentation.
Yeah.
That's it. Yes.
Okay. You spoke about debt benefits and how you pay to the last kobo.
Yes.
So if, unfortunately, someone has been contributing, passes away,
yes,
his next of kin gets the,
yes,
the money is in the account. Can you take us through that process, perhaps, where the next of kin wants to access the benefits of the contributor?
So the first step is to report the death,
okay,
and particularly with some documentation, so maybe a death certificate or something like that, obtained from a hospital or a certificate obtained from the National Population Commission. Once you do that, if you're an active contributor, that means you are yet to retire, then we know that we provide you the documentation checklist for which you come up with to access the retirement benefit. We check against our database to see whether you are the named next of kin. If you are not, and you probably bring a letter of administration, which means that the family members have sat down, decided who will represent them and things like that, we still make reference to the next of kin so that we're sure that somebody is not working behind some other people to come and make certain claims. We have to confirm certain documents that will be provided to us, like the death certificate, a police report to confirm the death. We pay a visit to the families to, one, condole with them that our member, our customer has passed away, and make them understand that we empathize with them. And then secondly, put them through the process of documentation to access the balance in the account. Once the documentation is complete, we have all these things confirmed. All it needs is just a request to the National Pension Commission, which they undergo through due process and provide us approval to pay these monies. Now, For death benefits, there are largely two ways within which people to access the account. One is a will admitted to probate. So someone who has regularly from time to time writes a will is admitted to probate and you present that will. Or the letter, or the other is a letter of administration.
Yeah.
A letter of administration is obtained from a competent court jurisdiction and is presented to us. Once we confirm that documentation is right, we begin the process. And it really doesn't take time. In fact, our regulators breathe hard on us if we pass certain days without processing for approval.
Yeah, great. Great. It's been nice having this interview with Uma Merema, the Managing Director, Chief Executive of Premium Pension. Final words to contributors, to retirees on how easy it is to access their retirement.
Please visit our website. Look for the documentation requirements for each of the exit types. I've mentioned a few of them. Make sure that you have those documentation requirements. To confirm those documentation requirements, also visit the website of PenCom. You will see those documentation requirements. The regulations about retirement benefits are also on the website of the National Pension Commission. And once you do that, visit any of our offices nationwide or through the email addresses provided by PFS, make your submissions, and then you get your benefits paid.
So it's not as hard as people make
it. It's not. And you would see that in the private sector particularly, people will be on a salary this month. Next month, they're on pensions.
Yeah. Is that the transition?
The transition is seamless. Yes. For the public sector, one of the few reasons why we have some delays is just because there are what we call accrued rights and outstanding contributions have to be computed and paid into the retirement savings accounts for the total package to be computed. Accrued rights are those monies that you have earned prior to the commencement of the scheme. So anybody who's been working before 2004 would have some accrued rights.
Yeah.
Now, outstanding contributions are reconciled because over time, it is expected that you would have been promoted, you know, and things like that. So everybody wants to make sure that you were, that it is the right amount of pension that has been paid into your account. No month is missing and so on and so forth. So once we have the balance in your account, the outstanding contributions and the accrued rights, we can program you and put you on a pension plan.
Big question. Who needs a pension plan today? Only government workers? Or people that work in the corporate sector? Nah. Tolu the event planner. Chioma the Instagram we can deliver anywhere in Nigeria. Salisu. The we are not just roadside mechanics. And indeed, all those who work for businesses with less than 3 people can now join the micro pension plan to conveniently save for the kind of future they want. Visit a pension fund administrator of your choice or their agent today to sign up for a micro pension plan and also enjoy additional benefits. This message is brought to you by the National Pension Commission, PENCOM, and the Pension Fund Operators Association of Nigeria, PENOP.
It's been nice talking with Uma Merami, the Managing Director, Chief Executive of Premium Pensions. So you heard it all. It's not as difficult to receive your benefits. Yes, you contribute ever so often. But when it's time to receive those benefits, it's also not as difficult. All you need is to get the right documentation and you don't need to know anyone. You don't need to pay anything. Your benefits are there for you. That's the reason why the contributory pension scheme is there. Thank you once again. And we'll come back to you later on your money, your pension, your future. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Obuchi.